Ladies and gentlemen, this is our co-main event, and it is for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship.
The lights in the arena have been turned down, and as the bright flashes of simulated lightning crash down around our stage, we all anxiously await the arrival of our challenger. A hush is now falling over this capacity crowd, heating the arena in total darkness, and oh, multicolored pyrotechnics explode throughout the arena. What a fantastic display on behalf of the crippler, Matt McLean. Stepping through the entranceway and onto the ramp, you can see Matt McLean gazing at the crowd in complete disgust. Look at the sly grin play across his face, and down the aisle with both hands raised up high in the air. The crowd roars with disapproval, and I don't blame them. Slowly coming up the stairs and walking into the ring, the multicolored green lights glisten off Matt McLean's self-made tan. And tonight, Matt McLean is dressed in a pair of long white tights with the word crippler written down one leg in metallic blue lettering. As McLean runs his finger through his dyed bleach blonde hair, he removes his silver white framed Oakleys, exposing his icy cold blue eyes.
Introducing first, he hails from Houston, Texas, and weighed in at 235 pounds. Accompanied to the ring by his lovely wife, Chrissy McLean, this is the crippler, Matt McLean!
Fans, this match is huge for Matt McLean, but if his entrance is any indication on how he prepared for this bout against Absolutely Real, I can tell you this with absolute certainty. Matt McLean means business tonight.
And his opponent.
With the lights once again fading back into darkness, the crowd has risen to their feet in anticipation of our World Heavyweight Champion. Bouncing around the arena are the champion's patented maple leaf red and white spotlights, and I can't even hear myself think. The fans here are in full roar mode, and my God, what an ovation for Absolutely Real! As the crowd continues to cheer for the champion, the curtains part, but it's Homeless Bob and the lovely Miss Madison, and what's Bob pointing to? Oh my God, Madison's cutoff t-shirt says, member of the Mike Morrison Not So Great Club. My God, do those guys kill you or what? The spotlights have finally converged on the now still curtain and pointing their hands towards the velvet. Lee Real rips back the curtain and pointing to his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt that's firmly around his waist. Look at his Jack LaLanne-like arms flexing back and forth. Oh, pyro blows off behind him. And as Lee Real makes his way to a ringside area, he seems to have a very stern look on his face as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce to you our champion, let us first introduce to you the team that makes the dream. He's the super sidekick, the Duke of the Dumpster, and the Sultan of the Street, the Trash Can Superman, Homeless Bob! The other half of this team is standing to my right, and she is by far the fairest of them all. Some call her the mind behind the magic, the dominant diva. She is the lovely and talented Miss Madison! And now if you would all settle down, let me introduce to you the star of the show. coming to us tonight and weighing in at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked, and talently packed 252 pounds of 100% grade A entertainment from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is the reigning and defending eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Canadian Wrestle God. There is only one, Absolutely Real.
Circling over the logo, both men engage in an old school collar tie. Real fires through the challenger's shin with a bolo uppercut and yanking the arm off McLean, looking for an Irish whip. McLean holds his position, showing his strength. Taunting Real, it's McLean with a quick boot to the midsection and doubling over the champion. Mack goes low with another stop to the knee. He's trying to take the champion's legs away from him, and I don't blame him. Irish whip into the opposite side of the ring, and the champion hits a turnbuckle with a thud. Here comes a charging Matt McLean with a full head of steam. But Real counters with the reverse leapfrog. Leaping roundhouse drills the challenger right in the side of the head, and falling through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor, Matt McLean is now taking a walk down Queer Street. McLean is stunned and he's fighting up onto the apron, and hold the phone, what's Lee Real doing? Oh, springboard leg drop crushes Matt McLean face first onto the canvas, and ooh, did you see McLean's head bounce off the ring apron from the impact? Now on the outside and lifting up a very groggy Matt McLean, who has fallen to the concrete floor, Lee Real is now rolling the challenger back into the ring. Kip up onto the apron and pulling back on the top rope. Springboard senton hits the mark, and Lee Real's going for the win. One, two, no, shoulder up just in the nick of time, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Lee Real has to be 100% focused on this match, because if you give a wrestler like Matt McLean even an inch or the slightest opening, Matt McLean could become a very dangerous wrestler very quickly inside the squared circle throughout the week. Lee Real has been given the opinions of everyone as to who cost him his match last month against DCP Derek Cheapshot Parks. Homeless Bob seems to think it was Daryl Bazov. I don't know. Maybe he thinks Bazov is jealous of Lee Real, and this is Bazov's way of softening up the champion before the grinder. Then you have Madison, who says it's Mike Morrison, his NDW partner, or it's Sarah Richards. Obviously, everybody thinks that because Morrison and DCP, they just don't get along. And you heard what happened with Richards and Madison this week. It was a cat fight in the porch of DCP in Kokomo, Indiana. And then there's Lee Real. Fans, Lee Real is of the opinion that it was actually Mr. Petit who interjected himself into that match on that night. Now, there seems to be a lot of blood on a lot of people's hands. And the only thing I'm waiting for is for somebody to put all the pieces together so we can find out exactly who turned out the lights last month. But as you can see, the lights are on and the action is still hot and heavy inside the ring. Off the canvas and pulling McLean into the corner with a thud. Here comes Lee Real and he's looking for a monkey flip. McLean traps the thighs of the champion at the apex of the move and powering out of the corner. Good Jesus Christ Almighty! Running powerbomb by Matt McLean has the champion dazed, and McLean is going for the press. One, two, three. No, Lee Real clears his arm through the cover, and this one's gonna continue. This week, Matt McLean spoke about Lee Real having it and told the world champion that he was certain Real didn't even know what it was. Whatever it is, Matt McLean is in possession of it right now, and that can't be good for a world heavyweight champion. Nasty punch to the jawline by McLean rocks Lee Real's world, and McLean draws a quick reaction from the crowd. Pulling Lee to the canvas from his back, the challenger sends him into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Off the rebound, and oh my god, right into a brutal elbow, and down goes Lee Real onto logo, and fans, Lee Real is now bleeding from his mouth. I think Matt McLean's elbow just broke his lip open. Another punch leads to another whip into the corner, and ooh, spine rattling collision into the turnbuckle, and folks, I can feel the title slipping through the fingers of Absolute Lee Real. Failing from the ring, Lee Real is indeed trying to slow the pace down of this contest, and here comes McLean through the nylon and down to the ringside area. Two-step charge topples Real, oh, trailing it into the crowd, and I'm sorry to all you Lee Real fans, but Matt McLean looks great tonight. Yelling at the fans to move out of the way and reaching over the railing and taking Lee Real by the hair. McLean loops the champion's arm over his head, and what's he doing? He's pulling up on his tights. Oh my god! Suplex into the apron, and I think Matt McLean just broke Lee Real's back in half. Thumping to the floor go both men, and listen to the all-tell arena hear the brutality of the crippler. Rolling to his side and now staggering up to his feet. It's a challenger pushing the champion back under the ropes. Oh. And here comes Matt McClain. He's crawling right behind him, and he's going for the press. One, two, three. No foot on the ropes, folks, and this one's going to continue. I thought Lee Real wasn't kicking out of that one, and look at Matt McClain. Matt McClain is furious. Throughout the month, Matt McClain has tried voodoo. He's tried visiting graves. And some even said that Matt McClain even went to a palm reader. But somebody should have just told McClain. All he needs to bring tonight is that crippler crossface breaking point finisher, because that might be the only thing that could take the champion out. Off the canvas and into a McClain backbreaker goes a champion. And look at the determination on the crippler's face. Hard knee into the lower back of Lee Real. And you can see McClain's plan of slowing the champion down by attacking his back starting to come together. Folks, if Lee Real can't fly, he can't be that effective inside the ring, and he certainly can't hit his highlight of the night finisher. Dragging Lee back up into the upright position, it's McClain who hoists the champion up into fireman's carry position. Lee Real now, he slides down the back. Where the hell did that come from? Sunset flip. One, two, three. No, McClain escapes with a heel kick, and good lord almighty, that was just, look at the face of the crippler. He's shocked. Folks, I can say this with certainty about Lee Real, that even if he defends his championship belt tonight, which I doubt he will, no one, and I mean no one, is going to give him a snowball's chance in hell of emerging from the grinder with that belt. Irish whip into the ropes, and Real reverses the move, sending McClain off the nylon, thrusting into the rebound. Oh, super kick practically knocks Matt McClain's head off his shoulders, and collapsing from the pain, shooting up and down his spine. I'm not sure if Lee Real's going to be able to continue or even follow up on that awesome offensive move. Real now pounds the canvas in frustration and fighting the pain and getting up to his feet. It's McClain who looks to take advantage of the break. Rolling side heel kick surprises McClain, knocking him flat on his ass. And look at Lee Real limping into the corner. What's he doing? Oh, he's pointing to the top turnbuckle. Lee Real's gonna fly. McClain hears the crowd rumbling and feeling the highlight of the night is coming. He's staggering to his feet. Lee Real adjusts his arsenal and midair, unloading with a missile drop kick to the chest. And down goes Matt McClain. Kip up by a hyped up Lee Real and bouncing off the ropes. Lee Real rolls into Canadian Thunder. Lee Real has Matt McClain right where he wants him, and the champion is now once again going up to the top, and once again McClain hears a crowd cheer, and he's staggering up to his feet. Lee Real is caught, and McClain clutches the champion onto the turnbuckle. The challenger follows with a hard jaw cracking uppercut, and look at Real wobble back and forth. I'm not sure if he even has his equilibrium. McClain climbs the turnbuckle, and it looks like he's going for a superplex, and if he hits this, the fat lady's gonna start singing like a canary, and Lee Real is gonna be one belt shy of a championship. Looping the arm of the champion over his head, Lee Real, he blocks the move. Sitting stretch kick to the face of McClain, and my god, there goes Matt McClain falling back into the ring. The crowd gets to their feet because they know what's coming. Lee Real is signaling for an end, and oh my god, what happened to the lights? The arena has gone dark once again, just like it did last week. But last week, the world title wasn't on the line. I can smell a screw job, and I can hear somebody in the ring, but I can't make out what the... What the hell was that? The lights have come back on it. Why is Daryl Bazov in the ring? Oh my god, Matt McClain. He's got Lee Real in that breaking point crossface finisher. And what the hell? The referee is asking Lee Real if he wants to give up. And wait, why is Homeless Bob in the ring with a dented steel chair in his hand? Bob's in the ring, Bazov's in the ring. Oh my god, Lee Real is tapping. Lee Real is tapping. Lee Real is tapping, and Bob is shaking his head no. He's pointing the chair at Daryl Bazov. Bazov blaster knocks Homeless Bob out of his socks and through the ropes, and my god, the referee is calling for the bell. I think Matt McClain is our brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Entering the ring is Chrissy McClain, Matt McClain's wife, and she's jumping up and down. She's placing the World Heavyweight Championship strap around her husband's waist. And here comes Michael Stuffer to tell us the inevitable. He's going to tell us that Matt McClain is a brand new champion. I think I'm going to be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, because Homeless Bob and Daryl Bazov entered the ring, the referee has disqualified Lee Real, making your winner of the bout, the Crippler, Matt McClain! because the champion did not lose his match by pinfall or submission, and still, eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real.
Daryl Bazov is now screaming at homeless Bob, who's knocked out cold, and although I can't determine what Daryl Bazov is actually saying, oh my god, chair shot to the back of Bazov, and down goes the boy wonder from the brutal impact. Matt McClain is on the other end of the chair, and now he's locking in the breakpoint crippler crossface, and Bazov is in serious pain. The referee is trying to pull Matt McClain over Daryl Bazov, but he can't seem to pry McClain's hands off of Bazov. Matt McClain is clipped down like a pit bull, and into the ring comes the WWE security, but they can't pull him off either. There's another one, another one, another one. There's three, there's four, there's at least seven WWE security people in there, and they can't break the crippler crossface. They can't break it, and Bazov has passed out from the pain. Look at Matt McClain continue to jerk back and forth and back and forth, and my god, he's gonna tear Daryl's arm out of its socket. Let the move go, McClain. Down the island into the ring. It's Todd Knight. It's Todd Knight, Daryl Bazov's close friend. And there goes Matt McClain and Chrissy McClain failing from the square circle. And my god, I think Matt McClain just crippled Daryl Bazov. Throwing the title onto the concrete floor, Matt and Chrissy McClain are exiting to a round of boos and fans. I've just been told in my headset that we have to take a break from this action because apparently Candace Hoffman is now waiting outside and she's going to interview WWE's most recent signee. I'm not sure who it could be, but I'm anxious to find out. Take it away, Candace. Good lord, could somebody help Daryl Bazov?
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and I've been camped out in the back of the All-Tel Arena, freezing my buns off, because in just a few seconds, a limousine will pull up to this back door, and out will step the newest member of the WEWA roster. And just as my rumor moles predicted, he's right on time.
La Rata!
I don't believe it. La Sombra? Julio? Is that really you? Forgive me for asking the obvious, but have you returned to WEWA?
Is it really me? Candace, take a second to listen. The cheers.
Well, I really wasn't prepared to interview you, and to be quite honest, I thought it was going to be someone like Mike Cavanaugh. But you're here, so I'm just going to have to wing it. Is that okay with you?
Hell, Candace, I didn't even know I was going to be here. So give me what you got.
Thank you for your understanding, Julio. First thing I notice is you're wearing a mask. Are you going back to your old Mexican roots? And if so, why the traditional change?
Back. Candace, I've never really left them. Words like tradition, honor, respect, these have always been a big part of me. Embedded within me, sifting through every ounce of blood I have. A few years ago, I made the mistake of giving my mask away in a show of respect for somebody that I thought could extend the same respect towards me. But never again. This mask is now as much a part of me as my fists. This mask represents a rebirth of the Man Without Fear, a rebirth of the Latin Prince.
Okay, a few months back, rumors were that you were fired from WEWA because of a sudden war you had with the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit. Others say it was because you were injured, and yet there are some who swore you had simply lost your way amongst the lies of a few former employees. Which of the three seems to be the most accurate, if any?
Well, you can't stop the rumors no matter how hard you try. Truth is, there were a lot of things going on between me and the owner. Most of which you didn't see. It came to a peak about a night before last rites, about 6 months ago when I made the decision. Something that in turn affected my life and where I was going. I left the fans that carried me through my career in a business that transformed me into who I am today. And for that, I apologize. In the end, I came to the realization that my presence, my war with Beatty, our bickering, might be hurting the WEWA more than helping. So I passed the torch under the more incapable hands of Lee Real. A choice that I do not regret. Anything more than that, you're going to have to wait to find out.
As you can imagine, WEWA has changed a great deal since you last appeared on the ring, and instead of a familiar landscape, Julio, you now see before you a brand new federation with brand new stars. How will this affect your approach when you finally get into the ring?
Candace, the thing most people don't understand about wrestling is exactly what it is. It is, and always will be, an ever-changing, ever-advancing sport. You could be at the top of your game, and in the blink of an eye, somebody has advanced farther than you could have ever imagined. But as the WEWA changes and advances, collecting the talent and improving on the already talented roster, so will I. The higher they raise the bars, the higher I will jump to topple it. The harder the work that faces me, the harder I will push myself to gain victory over them. I never said this was going to be easy, but I still have a lot of training to do if I'm going to be ready to grind it.
So you'll be wrestling at the Grinder?
Candace, it's Grinder. The greatest pay-per-view in front of some of the greatest fans in one of the greatest promotions against the greatest talent the world can offer. And you are wondering if one of the most prolific entertainers and technically sound wrestlers in the world is going to make an appearance? I'll tell you what, I will not only show up, I will not only be in the card, but I will give the world and the fans a match that they have ached almost a year for. Although right now I am not signing any contracts under the WEWA. I am, however, here on a match-by-match basis. Mark it down on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, as La Sombra, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, will be returning to the ring at the show of all shows, the granddaddy of them all, Grinder.
Julio, I don't want to stir up bad feelings, but I have to ask this question. In 2005, you were inducted into the eWrestling.org Hall of Fame. In 2005, you were also removed for conduct detrimental to the company. You don't have to answer this, but we all want to hear your thoughts on the subject. Have you and Mr. Petit decided your issues are now water under the bridge?
Candace, I would love to say that I am man enough to put everything under the bridge. I would love to say that all has been forgiven. I would love to say that I could step into this business and start over. But in honor the size of the WEWA Hall of Fame, that was something most people could work their entire career without achieving. It's the pinnacle of every person's career in the WEWA. Champions come and go, but the Hall of Fame, that's forever. It says that you are somebody. It says that you helped shape this business into what it is today. It says that you are immortal. And to have that stripped away after 3 long years of working, sweating, bleeding for it, it's not just an insult. It's not just a disrespect. It's a slap in the face. And as for me and Beatty, of all people deciding on contract negotiations, Candace, don't believe everything you read in X-Zone. What makes you think that me and the owner have had any communication since I've been gone?
Julio, I can see you're freezing, so I'm going to end this interview by closing out with I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. Thank you very much, Julio.
Don't worry about it, Candace.
Back to you, promo.